This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Rob, and this is 6 Minute English. And I'm joined this week by Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Rob.
This week we're discussing global migration. That's the movement of people around the world, and particularly those who are moving abroad to look for new work. Now, is this something you've done, Jen?
Yes. When I was a student, I moved to France to teach English for a while.
A very good job. But luckily for us, you came back to live here in the UK. Many people are forced to emigrate or leave their home country to go and work abroad, and they never return home. We'll talk more about that shortly and also look at some of the language associated with migration. But let's start with today's question.
And this is a question for me to answer.
Of course it is. So, according to figures from the United Nations, which one of these countries has the largest number of immigrants as a percentage of its national population? Is it A, United States of America, B, Qatar, or C, Turkey?
I think this is an easy one. I think it will be A, the United States of America.
Well, I'll let you know the answer at the end of the programme. Now let's talk more about global migration. It's something the BBC has been looking at following research by the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD. We know people move from country to country for all kinds of reasons, to join other members of their family, because of war in their own country, or just to find a better lifestyle.
But the biggest reason is to find work. People who do this are called economic migrants. Their profession or area of work they specialise in may not be needed where they live, or the pay may not be very good, but their skills might be in demand in another part of the world, so they are forced to move there to get a job and earn more money.
This is a problem for developing countries because it means skilled people are leaving to work in richer countries. This is what is called a brain drain. Around 214 million people are international migrants, people living and working in a different country from the one in which they were born. So, what kind of work are we talking about?
All kinds of things. We know that people in healthcare often move abroad to places like the UK and Australia to work as dentists, doctors, or nurses. In other countries, such as Belgium, there is a need for chefs. And in countries like Norway, there is a demand for psychologists.
I've also heard that in countries that have been affected by the financial crisis, such as Ireland and Greece, there's a need for accountants. And countries such as Brazil and France are on the lookout for electronic engineers.
But these are all highly skilled jobs that require qualified people, people with specialist training and qualifications. Sometimes people with such skills take on a job where they are overqualified, such as doing a cleaning job or serving in a cafe.
So many of the immigrants' skills are just going to waste. And, as we've mentioned, their home country is losing skills that could have helped improve the local economy there.
However, there is evidence that many migrants are working abroad to send money to family back at home. These are called remittances. They are seen as an important source of funds for economic development. In fact, official figures show that last year, $400 billion of this money was being sent back to developing countries.
It must be hard for people to uproot or move from their home and leave the family behind and go overseas. And it can also be a challenge to get permission to work abroad.
Yes, you mean getting a working visa. That's a stamp in your passport that allows you to work in a certain country. In Australia, for example, points are awarded to people with skills that are needed in the country. Those who get the right amount of points are allowed in.
This system allows a country to adapt to the changes in skills needed to keep the economy growing. Other countries only issue a working visa if someone has been offered a specific job.
Of course, migrants may hope that the new country's streets are paved with gold, or they think it's an easy place to get rich. But if it's not, they can at least get some work experience that will benefit them when they get home. A sort of brain gain.
So then, how's your brain, Jen? Because it's time now to reveal the answer to today's question. Earlier, I asked you, according to figures from the United Nations, Which one of these countries has the largest number of immigrants as a percentage of its national population?
And I said A, the United States of America.
And I'm afraid to say you're wrong.
Oh.
The answer is actually Qatar. Around 75% of its population are immigrants, so that's people who have moved there but were not born there. The USA has many more immigrants, but they only make up around 12% of the population. OK, well, it's almost time to go, but before we do, Jennifer, could you remind us of some of the words that we've heard today?
Yes, we heard global migration, emigrate, economic migrants, a brain drain, qualified, overqualified, remittances, to uproot, a working visa, streets are paved with gold.
Thanks, Jennifer. Well, that's all we have time for today. Please join us again soon for 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.